You've seen him in all your favorite film and TV shows. Judd Lohrmann is here to talk about his most recent role as Lieutenant Eric Blackburn on CBS's SEAL Team. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, welcome. I'm your host, Veronica Barriga, and you are watching Spotlight On, and I am here with the very talented Judd. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Yeah.
Good to be here.
Perfect. So before we get right into it, tell them where we can find you on Instagram or Twitter.
Yeah, at Judd Lohrmann, JUDDLORMAND.
There it is.
On Instagram and Twitter.
Perfect. You guys can find me at Veronica B Online, Instagram and Twitter. So I just want to congratulate you, by the way. I was very impressed by your resume.
Oh, thank you.
You have over 70 credits.
Yeah.
You've done quite a bit. The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Jack Reacher.
Yes.
Geostorm.
Yes, yes.
I can't go through all of them, but these are the highlights. And you have shows like American Horror Story.
Yeah, that's right.
Vampire Diaries, Nashville.
You did your homework. That's awesome. Very cool.
The list goes on. People probably recognize you the most from SEAL Team, would you say?
Recently, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely, because we debuted in September.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I get mostly.
Yeah,
now is the
yeah.
SEAL Team. Dude.
That's amazing. So tell us a little bit, for those who don't know, I know it's such a huge, epic show on CBS.
Right, right.
It's doing really well. Tell us about the character you play. I know he's a tough guy.
Yeah, you know, he's a tough guy, but he's also, what I like about Eric Blackburn is that he's the thinker.
Okay.
So the lieutenant commander, he's a SEAL himself. However, he's in charge of planning out the missions,
okay.
right? And also, he wants to make sure that his team gets the job done efficiently, safely, effectively, right?
Okay.
But he also has to answer to the brass who are giving the orders for the mission.
Okay.
And sometimes that's a tightrope there, you know what I mean? Sometimes
yeah.
the guys on the team are like, that's ridiculous. We're not doing that. We need to do this.
Yeah.
And they can say that, but Lieutenant Commander has to...
You got to be the bad cop.
Yeah.
I mean, not the bad lieutenant.
Yeah, that's right. It's a delicate balance
yeah, yeah.
that you have to do. So, not that the other guys aren't thinkers, because
right.
SEALs, by nature, are,
yeah.
you know, incredible thinkers. They think on their feet. They plan
oh,
things
yeah.
out. It's incredible. But
it's amazing what they do, really.
Right. But I'm more the middleman between the brass
yeah.
and the strategizer, right? There
it's
you
like
go.
Putting all the chess pieces and
yes,
yeah, making
yes.
it work so you guys get that hit.
Correct.
So what is your favorite part about this role, would you say?
Wow, I think that my favorite part is probably the fact that a lot of people don't realize this, but we have so many actual, our crew's got 40 plus veterans on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No
I
way.
Mean, from the bottom to the top. And
oh, that's
incredible, first of all.
It really is, yeah.
And second of all, I think, you know, within that group of veterans, we've got a small group of guys that were special forces, SEAL guys, Delta Force guys,
okay.
That are the consultants.
Mm-hmm.
And they are with us on set every day. They're in the writer's room.
Oh, wow.
To make sure that the authenticity of the show is,
yeah.
Is kept in mind all the time. And
yeah.
so, you know, when you get some dialogue that just sounds like a foreign language
yeah.
at times, you can pull one of the guys aside and say, translation, what am I really saying here?
Oh, that's amazing.
And
yeah.
that's probably my favorite part is working with those guys. You know,
it comes across. I mean, the show doesn't miss a beat. I mean,
right.
it's like
quick.
I, you know, everyone has consultants, but the fact that you guys have the crew on there,
yeah.
that's
it.
I believe that's extra special.
I think that's awesome.
It's
yeah,
amazing.
It really is. My favorite part of the show.
Oh, that's great. All right. So, what did you do to get in the mindset? You know, but before you were on set and you had access to all these great men and women, what did you sort of do to get in the mindset of this role?
So going in, when we shot the pilot
mm-hmm.
Back in March of this year, earlier this year,
okay.
you know, you sometimes when you're doing a pilot, you don't have, I guess, the foresight or you don't have the knowledge of the big picture sometimes.
Right.
But what I did was I contacted quite a few friends in the military.
Okay.
And talked with them about their duties when they served and when they were deployed.
Yeah.
And then specifically asked a couple of really good friends of mine, hey, did you have a lieutenant commander?
Yeah.
Tell me about him. And listening to their views was great. And it wasn't until recently, on set for SEAL Team where I actually got to speak to
okay.
some officers, and now I get their take on what they do. So I've got the two perspectives.
You got the two perspectives. Yeah, yeah. That's quite neat. So what is it like working on such an epic show? It's like a blockbuster film, really,
yeah,
right? I mean,
yeah.
Is it what's the atmosphere
it's
on
awesome.
Set like?
I was actually telling someone just a second ago before we started
mm-hmm.
that it's the it's probably the most fun job I've ever had.
Okay.
Everyone, cast and crew, is just incredible to work with. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on the show.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It is. And then we watch the finished product, and it's like, oh, my gosh. And it is. It's epic. It's incredible network television. It really is.
Yeah.
And so to be part of that, whether I'm a small part or a large part, that episode doesn't matter, just to help tell that story.
Yeah.
Because the stories that these guys are telling are not just about the mission. It's about how do these guys, these superheroes, how do they go home and
right.
fit into society? And it's so real that I'm just honored and thrilled to take part in that.
Yeah, you guys are doing such a great job.
Thank you.
So you have some other films, huge films. I was like, when do you have a day off? But tell us about LBJ.
LBJ?
With yeah. Woody Harrelson.
Yes.
What is
I was fortunate enough to get to work on LBJ a year or so ago when we shot it. It just came out recently.
Okay.
Rob Reiner directed, and then I got to do... play against Woody Harrelson. I was playing former Secretary of State Robert McNamara.
Oh, wow.
Which was awesome because I think as an actor, that was the first time that I've ever got to play an actual historical figure.
Person, yeah.
And so it was a different type of homework. You know what I mean?
I can imagine, yeah. You
yeah.
don't want to really, you know, people that know him,
that's
you want
right.
to sort
that's
of,
right. you have
I don't
to
know,
emulate.
Give respect,
yeah.
but yeah, it's
sure.
probably very challenging.
Yeah, I had to read his actual books that he wrote and then get on YouTube and scour everything I could about that guy.
Yeah.
So that, as an actor, that was an incredible experience.
That's great.
And working with Woody was awesome, too.
Yeah, yeah. He seems like a cool guy.
Oh, he was awesome. Like, he was the best. He really was. Yeah.
Like, I would just want to have a beer with him. I would not
yep.
even work with
yep.
him. Just hang out.
That's it.
And how about Geostorm? This is a huge, another huge success.
Yeah, that
success.
Was another big one that just came out. I worked on that, and it was interesting. That was shot back in 2014.
Oh, wow.
Down in New Orleans. And so I was super psyched when it finally came out. I
yeah.
played an assistant to the president's staff in that.
Okay.
Did scenes with Ed Harris and Andy Garcia and those guys. So, you know.
Just fun.
Dean was directing.
Like
and it was,
to, yeah.
yeah. And I'm in a conference room doing the scene, and it's Ed Harris, Andy Garcia, Dean
yeah.
Devlin's directing. It was like, I would have paid for this as a class. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
as,
yeah.
as a workshop. It was awesome.
You ever have those moments where you're like, wow, right?
Yes,
that's,
yes,
that's,
I have them all the time. All the time.
What's your most memorable, like something that sticks out in your mind? I know you've worked with so many stars and on so many
yeah,
sets.
Yeah, recently I think one of the most memorable things was working with Tom Cruise on Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
And we're working in this diner in down in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the pleasure of getting to... we're about to arrest Tom in the
okay.
diner. And I go to arrest him, and I throw him on the bar and cuff him and all this stuff. And he says, you know, before we roll, he says, yeah, just go ahead and lay it in there. You know, just do your thing. Just I'll go with it, you know, because he likes to do all his own stunts.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And the prop guys come over and bring the handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're real handcuffs. And I was so nervous.
Yeah, I could imagine. Yeah,
because
yeah,
like, I've got to be the guy that throws
yeah.
him down and
then
cuts
you
him.
Break his arm,
like,
and then the production's
yes,
done.
Yes,
oh my God.
I'm the guy on the news that cut Tom's wrist or whatever. Yeah, but it went great. That didn't
it went
happen.
Well.
And yeah, it was awesome. But that was certainly memorable.
Yeah.
Having to do that with
to
Tom and
it.
Him saying, no, just go for
just
it. Just
go
do it. Oh gosh, here
like,
we go.
It was me, it was
and
my
you
got to
do it a million times
yeah.
on film, right? So of course there's so much room for error, you know. But
yeah.
thankfully it worked out.
Yeah. Have you done your own stunts, or is that something
yeah,
you sort
a little
of
bit,
leave to the
a little
yeah.
bit? I mean, if it's something that I don't feel like I'm going to be in danger,
yeah.
I'll volunteer. I'd like because I like learning everything you know that I can. Anything new is
it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, when I was on, I did an episode of Banshee a couple years ago.
Okay.
And got to do most of the fight scenes myself.
That's cool.
And then it came time to get shot. And I get shot with like a sawed off, right? So they blow this big hole in me and I have to fall
oh, wow.
in a hole.
Ooh.
So everything up until that 6-foot drop into the hole was no problem.
Oh, wow.
But
six
I let the
feet?
Stunt guy do the big...
Okay, I was going to say.
Those guys are incredible. I'm not one. I'll let him do his...
Let him do
what
job.
He's good at, yes.
There you go. Yeah, good thinking.
Right?
So you have... This is very fascinating. Before this whole acting thing, you had some very interesting jobs.
Oh.
And they weren't like part-time jobs. They were like careers, really.
Sure.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I was, you know... In Louisiana. I was raised in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in college, I wanted to be an actor.
Okay.
But I didn't want to leave my hometown.
Sure.
Because I loved my hometown so much. I wanted to go to college there. So I took a long time to do that.
Yeah.
Was in college on the long, the very long program. When I was done, I was managing a Hooters restaurant for a few years. Then
okay.
I left that and went to a stock advisor, Edward Jones Stockbroker.
So different. Yeah.
And then by that point, I was hearing that there was a few movies coming down to Louisiana this
okay.
year. Like, you know what? Got my degree, you know.
Yeah.
So I quit the investment job to dabble in acting, and I realized really quickly I need a nest egg.
Yeah.
I need some cash
yeah.
to set
survival
aside.
Survival money. Yeah.
You know, as actors may have experienced,
yeah.
most of us, the money's often dry in the beginning. So I went and worked offshore on the oil rigs doing a computer
it's
job.
Crazy, yeah.
In order to save money to be an actor.
Smart.
And as soon as I saved up the nest egg that I needed to, I met my wife, got married.
Yeah.
Had three kids and then became an actor. So
that's
it was
amazing.
A weird order or a weird progression there.
Weird,
yeah.
weird sequence
Interesting
of
though,
events.
Right?
But yeah,
yes.
it's very fascinating. And I love that you sort of did it later in life. Because
yes.
a lot of people think
yeah.
you have to, you know, I just interviewed a,
no.
a 9-year-old and she has, you know, like 10 movies. So a lot of people, you know,
no,
think
you got time. You
yeah,
got time.
That's very inspiring.
And I think it's also great to live your life and do these things because that's more ammunition, more fuel for you as an actor.
Yeah.
Seeing people in different walks of life and not just dabbling in it, doing it, you know,
right.
do those things because that's going to help you
get
later
that
on.
Life
yeah.
experience.
Certainly.
Yeah, you
Certainly.
You know, you weren't really working. It was like research for the roles you would eventually
yeah,
play.
Yeah, I had no clue, but it was. You're right. You're right.
All right. Well, I guess that's all the time we have here. They're wrapping us up. But where, again, can they find you on social media?
You can check me out on Instagram, Judd Lorman, JUDDLORMAND. Also on Twitter as well. But Instagram, I'm on there a lot.
Yeah, that's like the new, the,
that's the
I
thing.
Don't know. That's
it's
the one
easy.
I like.
It's easy,
it's easier.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't have to count characters. Just throw the picture, tag it, boom.
Exactly. I only joined Twitter because they made me.
Yeah, I know. No. The only thing I tweet are the Instagram automatic
yeah,
tweets. That's
there
what
you
I
go.
Do.
And you guys can find me at Veronica B online. Thank you so much.
No, it was a pleasure. Thank you. Anytime.
Nice to meet you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.